Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-karim amma ba'd. We discussing the ayah in which Fir'aun asked Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, فَمَا رَبُّكُمَا يَا مُوسَىٰ? Who is yours? And Hazrat Harun alayhi salatu wa salam's Lord, Rabb, O Musa. The answer Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam had given, رَبُّنَا الَّذِي أَعْطَىٰ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ هَدَىٰ. That our Rabb is that being that gives everything its form, its shape, ثُمَّ هَدَىٰ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives it hidayah. Yesterday we discussed one aspect of hidayah, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after creating each of His creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them duties and functions, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had showed them the duties and functions, like for example the sun, the moon, the stars. Each one of it knows its duties and functions, and it fulfills and observes these commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From another aspect and other ayats of the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. That there is nothing amongst the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that does not make the tasbih and does not glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But O man, you will not understand their tasbih, you will not understand the manner in which they glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from that aspect also, each creation has been given a particular tasbih, a particular way of making the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they continue to make the ibadat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Even the birds, whilst they are suspended between the skies and the earth, and whilst they fly, they are also in the tasbih of Allah. Ulama have written that whilst water flows, that water is also in the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorifying Allah, but we do not understand the kind of glorifying and the manner in which they glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes place. So that is the general hidayat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has afforded to each and every creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Coming more specifically to man, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides man towards iman. Allah ta'ala guides man towards the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And once that is accepted, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to guide us. There is no end to the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very clear in this ayah and many other ayahs of the Quran Kareem that after we have accepted iman, after we bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the guidance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala continues, and there is absolutely no end to that guidance of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So we will find that every action we do in actual fact is guidance from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and this is what Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam had brought about and impressed onto the mind of Fir'aun. And the reality of it is that Fir'aun, if you are going to accept iman, the reality is this, that it will be from the guidance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The important thing that you and I also need to believe and understand is whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala affords us by ways of opportunities to make the ibadat of Allah, it has been given to us by Allah Rabbul Izzat. And for that we need to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Performing our Fajr Salat this morning, that has been the guidance and the hidayat of Allah, which in the terminology of the Quran and the Hadith and the ulama is what we refer to as the tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawfiq actually means Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes the conditions conducive. Allah makes the conditions available for us to carry out that ibadat. A person wants to give out something in charity, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the funds available to that person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives within his heart that intention that he makes, that he should be generous for that moment, and he puts his hand into his pocket or his wallet, he takes it out and he gives that wealth. That is the tawfiq and the hidayat of Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our terms facilitated this entire act. Our hearts have to be for the sake of Allah, that niyat has to be made, but the reality is this, that it came from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam impresses this aspect in the heart of Fir'aun. Thereafter, Fir'aun asked him another question, فَمَا بَعْضُ الْقُرُونِ الْأُولَىٰ. What is the situation, what is the condition of the people and the generations of before? Remember Musa alayhi salatu wasalam earlier said, قَدْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيْنَا أَنَّ الْعَذَابَ عَلَىٰ مَنْ كَذَّبَ وَتَوَلَّىٰ. Certainly it has been revealed upon us that the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will descend upon those who refute the oneness of Allah and those who turn away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So perhaps in response to that, Fir'aun is asking now, فَمَا بَالُ الْقُرُونِ الْأُولَىٰ. There were many nations that had come before us. What is their situation and what has happened to those people? Now Musa alayhi salatu wasalam again needed to be decisive. Had Musa alayhi salatu wasalam gone into the detail, then perhaps Fir'aun would have responded negatively to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. For example, if Musa alayhi salatu wasalam would have said that those that did not believe were destroyed, then obviously Fir'aun would have said that you are jumping onto the bandwagon. So hence Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and the commentators have expressed a very important aspect here, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had guided him, and this also shows us the exceeding intelligence of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to have answered on the one hand the absolute truth, but on the other hand did not give giving Fir'aun any reason to have refuted and denied this answer of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. He said, قَالَ عِلْمُهَا عِنْدَ رَبِّي فِي كِتَابٍ. His knowledge is by my Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fi kitab, that has been written by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala knows best the condition, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows best the situation, and in that manner Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam does not get entangled in any argument with Fir'aun. La yadhillu rabbi wa la yansa. Two qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not gone wrong. And number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never forgets. Here Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had delivered a very, very important message. And that message is, when Allah ta'ala deals with an individual, Allah ta'ala deals with a community, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deals most appropriately. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not forget the deeds and the acts of an individual or a nation. May Allah تعالى give us the tawfiq. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.